الورد فينا والرياحين.
Fraudulent and wasteful practices in the medical space costs more than $25 billion a year. And those are only the findings of the inaugural Fraud, Waste and Abuse Summit held by the Council for Medical Schemes last year. This adds up to 15% of all claims paid by the medical aides in South Africa. Fraud is rife in the medical industry and is perpetrated by all parties involved. We're on the line to CEO of Turnberry Management Risk Solutions, Tony Singleton, who joins us this morning. Tony, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much and hello to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Tony, the obvious question is whether those of us who do contribute to medical aid schemes should be worried about the problem, because the reaction normally is that if that fraud is committed by another patient, it is just not my problem.
Yes, the... Probably just to put it into some sort of context, the CPI increases year on year are probably about 4.5%, and medical inflation is at about 12%, somewhere between 11 and 13%, in fact. And the increased cost of your medical consultations and things like that are driving up the your medical aid contribution. So it's quite a pressured environment for the medical aids to have an affordable premium and to have competitive benefits for the individuals. Now, if on top of that you're adding fraudulent possible claims of, as you say, somewhere around about $25 billion, I think that was in 2017, then that's going to put increased pressure on medical contributions. And it's going to affect possibly affordability for members into the future and the sustainability of some of the schemes over the medium to longer term. So I think it's something that we can say it doesn't really affect us at a personal level with individual claims. But it can affect us from a premium increase rate and a benefit, the benefits that are offered in the years ahead. So I think it's something that all of us have got to focus on. Medical aides and gap providers have sophisticated systems to pick this up, which they're obviously doing at the moment. But on top of that, I think the vigilance by members is also very important.
Now, when we look into this, in what way do healthcare providers commit fraud themselves? What type of fraud do you find in the system?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're talking about a significant number in $25 billion, but when you think of how many practitioners there are around the country, this is obviously a minority, but it's something that does affect all of us. A very simple one, perhaps, would be somebody asking for a fraudulent sick note and then a doctor claiming for a consultation that didn't take place. Very simple. Another type of thing is a use of a membership card by a non-member, where another family member uses a member's card and goes for treatment, and then it's billed to the medical aid and stuff like that. So I think the types of claims are quite wide in terms of the value and also the sophistication. Probably another thing as well is the miscoding on the, you know, all of us go to the doctor submits and there'll be a code and there's a benefit paid for a particular code. If the code is incorrect, then the benefit that's paid will be paid for the incorrect code. So, you know, as I say, from a medical aid and gap providers, there's a lot of analysis on the system side that identify it, but it is important just to be aware of it. And probably on the other side, and we're talking about membership cards by non-members and things like that. I know that the medical aid, it's a bit like sometimes receiving your account from a regular shop that you go to and things like that. But it is important when you're getting the benefit statements just to review them, just to make sure you're comfortable with what's coming through on your medical aid benefit statement. And I know we get some of us unfortunately get quite a few a month, but just a quick glance, and that would help pick anything up that could be a problem.
Certainly. Now, when we look at the various role players, do you find that some healthcare workers collude with the patient claiming for money for a procedure that could have kept the patient out of hospital, and the patient, the doctor, then split the money paid by the medical aid?
Yes, you can get that, where there is collusion. For instance, in days gone by with the hospital plans where you got so much per day in hospital. I know certainly in some of the analysis that we did, you'd pick up that there was a regular hospital visit on almost an annual basis for a specific period that qualified for a particular benefit amount. And there you would need the doctor, the hospital, and the patient to all be aligned to getting the benefit. So, yes, those are the types of things.
Aside from doctors and healthcare workers, how do individual members commit to medical aid fraud? You've mentioned, the use of a membership card by a non-member. That is one way that you've stated. Also, the sick note issue. But beyond that?
As you say, the membership substitution, and then very basic things like altering invoices, doctors' invoices, and things like that, that are then submitted for payment to the medical aids. You know, a lot of medical aids, or the medical aids vary from large schemes to small in-house schemes and things like that. And it depends on the electronic systems that each of them have. If it's a manual-based system for some of them, then this altered invoices and things could potentially get through. However, if it's electronic, EDI, electronic data interchange, then there are checks and balances that the scheme does through their claims processing that allows for that to be detected. So as we started off by saying there, it's a problem in the medical space, but one that all role players need to be managing. And I certainly feel, and certainly the Council of Medical Schemes is trying to, or is introducing it now, is much more sharing of information across the schemes on fraudulent practices and potentially practitioners, so that it can be managed on a very structured basis to make sure, for instance, that there aren't duplicate claims with medical aids and things like that.
Certainly. How do you even start in addressing the problem? What needs to happen to change this type of a mindset that we have?
I think that the importance thing is to create awareness of that it's going to affect an individual's benefits and contributions. The medical aid environment is a tough environment in that more people are resigning from schemes at the moment than joining. So it's a fairly stagnant membership base, and in fact a slightly reducing membership base over the last year. So it's absolutely essential that all parties, whether it be the provider, the patient, the medical aid, and the Council of Medical Scheme, all be aligned to make sure that we ensure the ongoing sustainability of the uh, of the medical aids, because medical aids play a vital part in our healthcare.
Tony, we thank you for your time. Thank you for alerting us to these developments.
No, not at all. All the very best.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.
Oh, that was Tony Singleton speaking to us about medical aid fraud and what is the solution to that.
السجن جنات ونار.